sometimes you see the trials and you see the numbers and you try to figure out, what does this really mean to a human being? What have you observed in terms of adding bevacizumab in the metastatic setting from a clinical point of view? Do you think you can detect a difference in how long it takes for people to progress or how much they respond?
Great question. And ironically, I really do. I think that with bevacizumab, and I've asked some of the angiogenesis researchers, Lee Ellis and some of the crowd that have really done a lot of work on this, about why we're seeing such dramatic responses. I think the biggest thing I've noticed in looking at CAT scans in patients is, you know, doing studies with colon cancer drugs, getting out the ruler and trying to figure out if they had a PR. And now I've got bevacizumab patients with capecitabine, with FOLFOX, with whatever I've given it with, and I've got 80, 90% of the tumor gone. I've got tremendous responses and near normalization or normalization of the CAs much more commonly. So there's something to the VEGF inhibition. There's something to maybe improving chemotherapy permeability of the tumors. But I would say that degree of response has been more impressive. And then the duration of response. We've had quite a number of patients. I would say probably 1 in 3 patients I start on chemotherapy and bevacizumab end up stopping the chemotherapy after 4 to 6 cycles and taking single agent bevacizumab until progression. So that's become a much more common thing to see.
What's your typical first-line chemotherapy with bevacizumab in somebody who's never had chemo?
My typical frontline regimen with bevacizumab is to give a Zellox regimen with bevacizumab, oxaliplatin, capecitabine, and bevacizumab. I think if it was today and somebody walked into my clinic, they'd get every other week oxaliplatin, they'd get every other week bevacizumab, and they'd receive their capecitabine week on, week off, and sort of match it up. And that's actually gone pretty well. Patients in general tell me that second week of therapy, they're feeling pretty good, and the results so far, just in small numbers of patients, certainly, it makes sense that that's going to be a regimen that's good. Is it better than anything else? Hard to say, but easy to give.